Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game day. Fire up. Football is back. I have a bet that I'm excited to share with the people before the hour ends. 9:50, a degenerate Thursday bet to welcome back college football. No, it doesn't deal with my Chippewas. First, it's Dear John. The questions today. Tailgating, skipping a Labor Day cookout, a travel disconnect, and a red flag at the grocery store. You can send your questions, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's J-O-N. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com.
I'm intrigued by the little breadcrumbs you have left me.
We'll start with your favorite, tailgating.
All right, here we go.
Dear John, my family and friends have been tailgating MSU football games since I was in school 10 years ago.
Problem one.
I own thousands of dollars worth...
Is that the problem?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, sorry.
Thousands of dollars worth of tailgate equipment. Last year, a couple that I know, not super well, started bringing their dog to our tailgate. They let the dog all over all the stuff. They would take pictures on the cornhole boards, on the camping chairs. I'm not a dog-friendly person. I asked them to stop and not bring their dog next time. They refused. They said it should be allowed. It's a public space. Last game of the year, they even fed the dog steak that I grilled.
Oh.
They were fair game for people to eat, but I didn't want them going to the dog, so I asked to be reimbursed $20. I never got the money, and it still irks me. I'm looking into moving spots and making things a little more private moving forward. Some friends are upset. They said I've ruined it for dozens of people over a dog. I'm willing to do this anyway. Am I the bleep hole?
Well, it is public space, but it's not public property. So if, I mean, there needs to be a measure of respect for the dog person. Like if I don't want the dog, I'm sure, I mean, yes, there are dogs that don't shed as much. On my chairs, even though they may be lawn chairs, or on your cornhole boards. Seems awkward, but I mean, show a little bit of respect of other people's property, and especially steak. You're going to give your dog the steak off the table? That is way out of bounds. It's not dog food.
Yeah, I think this person's overbearing with their dog. I don't think I'd charge the $20 for the steak.
No, but I think the $20 for the steak was, don't come back.
Take
the hint. Don't come back.
Well, I don't think they will, because it would be really awkward and very uncomfortable. I don't think the guy needs to move his tailgate and like cut everybody else out because right. of the dog. But you do need to be accountable as a dog owner. And if somebody, sure. if it's their party, they're hosting it, all of their stuff, you need to be, you need to respect that. And I wouldn't want to make things awkward between, I'm guessing, their friends if they were there at their tailgate.
Yeah, even friends of friends.
Yeah, they were. No longer.
Maybe not.
I mean,
you got to respect the tailgate rules.
I mean, cornhole boards are meant to be, if they're in pristine condition, you're probably not using them, right?
That's
like,
fair point.
The kind of thing. Like, I don't see the issue of like a dog. Like, is it a small little teeny little like chihuahua dog? Like, what are we talking here? Like, putting a dog in a cornhole board, whatever. Who cares? That shouldn't be a big deal. But if it's getting in the way, pooping,
or is the dog? I mean, it's the dog sitting on the cornhole board, scooting down, you know?
Or is it scratching at it, chewing on it? There's, you know,
because then your bag is going.
Going right in the hole. Right there. It thinks it's a toilet.
That's disrespectful.
It is. Respect the person's tailgate you are attending. Yes. This next one is about a cookout, Labor Day weekend.
All right. Dear John, my boss has a really nice lake house on Lake Michigan, and every year he invites the management, including me and his friends, to a cookout on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. It's a really nice gesture, but it's also about an hour away from our work and home on a normal day, and more like 2 hours on Labor Day weekend with traffic. Worst of all, it's smack dab in the middle of a long weekend, and I truly value my family time. I've got 3 kids under 10. Now, I'm allowed to bring my wife, but not the kids, so it's even more of an imposition to find childcare. I feel somewhat obligated to attend. I think it's because he genuinely likes hosting parties and doesn't have a family or kids of his own. It's nice of him, but I'd honestly rather be with my own family instead, even if it's doing something really lame like trimming the bushes or yard work. I'd enjoy that more than this cookout. Finally, the crowd at these parties is usually a bunch of my boss's wealthy friends from his gated community. I find most of these people annoying, insufferable, with a few exceptions, of course. Maybe I should suck it up and take one for the team like I always do, but at some point, I'm starting to realize life is too short to waste on stupid stuff I don't enjoy.
John?
Am I the bleep hole?
No. Family time is very precious, especially as your kids get older. You're going to be shuffling kids around all the different places. You're busy yourself with the job. I'm sure your spouse is as well. I would have no problem not going, not attending. It is not a work day, so you shouldn't have to feel obligated to go to a work event.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm on the same page.
Keep a holiday a holiday. If that's something you want to do, and maybe it's an every other year thing, or maybe when the kids get to a certain age where you can leave them at home, or maybe they want to spend the day at the beach with friends, now it becomes more of a doable thing to be able to go to the boss.
I think the boss doesn't actually mind if you're not there.
Sure.
They should understand that, he's got young kids. I'm not allowing kids at the party, so they probably can't come, which should be okay.
The next year, John... Travel disconnect.
Oh, okay.
Dear John, my girlfriend and I are gearing up for a much-needed 5-night getaway to Cancun.
Oh, wow.
But our differences in travel preferences have sparked a heated debate. See, I'm all about seizing the moment, stretching our dollars to find more adventures, while she leans towards comfort, convenience, even if it means shelling out more cash. Here's the dilemma. We booked one-way flights to Cancun. For the return journey, I suggested a longer, cheaper option with a layover, saving us $400. To find a middle ground, I suggested taking separate flights back. She can opt for her preferred direct flight while I take the cheaper one, allowing us to respect each other's preferences. John, is this a good solution?
No, you're going to find a different travel companion on the way back.
That face you made was exactly what I meant. I was like,
I mean,
she might just stay in Mexico. See you later.
Right, yeah, one-way ticket. I'm not coming back, at least not with you or for you.
Gosh.
I understand. $400, especially, is it $400 total or $400 a piece?
Good question.
I mean, $800. The issue then is, I mean, I understand coming back and not having the hassle of a connecting flight, making it a much easier return because now all of a sudden you got to return, you got to go back to work the next day. I don't want to end a vacation coming back tired. I would choose the easier route myself versus spending the extra, you know, the saving the $400. But the solution is not
to split up.
Split up. Take separate routes.
Never leave your travel partner behind. Just it's
even if she leaves first and gets back first and you're taking the longer route and saving the $400. No.
Then what, she's got to wait for you at the airport, or is she going to get her own Uber, or did you drive the car and then you have to Uber and spend? No, it's absolutely ridiculous. Also, it sounds like maybe this is their first trip together and they're not. You know what? Yeah, I mean, they need to figure this out. I think you got to meet in the middle ground and maybe splurge more on the flight and compromise on maybe where you stay or some of the things you do. You got to find a different middle ground.
We'll do this. Maybe we won't be able to go out as much. Maybe we'll have to stay in a room a little longer.
Oh.
Yeah. Work it to your advantage.
You should always travel with your partner. Yes. Don't split up. And in terms of who I agree with, you don't want to have a layover on your way back. You want to get back. Spend a little extra money for the things that add convenience to your life.
Yeah.
I agree.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Last one. Dear John, I was at the grocery store with my new boyfriend last week. We were planning to make a meal together for our third date. John, I watched this man eat grapes out of the bag while we went through the produce area. He defended it and said he does it all the time and nobody has ever said anything to him before. He claims it's only a few cents. To prove a point, he even opened the 2-liter in the cart and took a sip. We're paying for it anyway, he said. Is this normal behavior or something I should be concerned with?
I would not. I don't know if it's something you should be concerned with. I mean, it's a couple of grapes. It is a couple of cents. If for something that you're going to weigh to pay for, I wouldn't. If it's a Diet Coke, if it's a water, I'm thirsty, I'll have no problem drinking some of that while you're shopping. If it's something that's not going to be, you know, how much this weighs is how much I'm going to pay, simply a barcode, I don't have any problem with that. But I don't think I would eat the grapes. Especially if they're, I mean,
not washed.
Gotta wash them, yeah.
It's not a red flag, I don't think. I mean, I have tried a grape at a grocery store.
Yeah.
I haven't done it lately because for some reason now my opinion on that's changing. Like, I just think that it's not clean. It is kind of dirty. I'll just take it home and wash it and eat it there. But I used to always like sample a grape before I'd buy them to see, do they taste good? Like, is this something I want to spend? They're expensive, right? Like, do I want to spend all my money on this whole bag of grapes that tastes too tart or too whatever it is? So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If you're going to eat half the bag, that's maybe a problem.
That's different. Yeah. Here's the other thing, though. The grapes aren't one that I necessarily would need to sample, but like peaches, they're really hard to judge. That's one where I would like to be able to sample it. Maybe the grocery store could have a couple of slices out there just so you could see if it's a juicy one or if it's a little dry.
To your point, if you're weighing it to pay for it,
don't eat it.
Don't eat it. And I just think it's tacky in general to be eating and drinking the food before you bought it. I understand you can still scan it.
You wouldn't drink the Coke or water? Or
I'd wait till I got to the car.
I mean, I'll pop the top.
I feel like
I understand you're not stealing anything by doing it. I just think it's like kind of trashy.
I've done it before.
Yeah, I've done it too.
There's times if I don't eat every so many hours, I literally feel like I'm going to faint. Like, I don't know if I've got like a low blood sugar. Yeah. Who knows what it is? But there's times I've been at the grocery store where I'm like, I need something now. And I'll buy like a pack of granola bars. Yeah. And I eat one of them while I'm walking around. And I'm going to pay for all of the granola bars. I'm paying for them anyway. But I have done it before.
I've not done that because I'm going to faint. I have more reserve.
When I get hungry, I have to eat like right away.
Oh, you become one of those people.
Oh,
because
hangry,
I literally feel,
hangry,
it's
Heather.
Not the hangry. I literally feel like shake. Like my hands start to shake. Like I feel like I need like sugar or like something to eat.
Some energy.
Yeah.
And that is Dear John. Let us know. AJ Hinch coming up at 9:35. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.